thing for the children that we do have here at Calvary to be able to experience camp, and that they have the desire to want to go and learn about God and share in His glory. So we hope that you will find it in your heart to help out with that.
Robin, what's the cost of camp per child?
Per child, I believe it's $400 per child. So, you know, doesn't matter if you can throw in $1, $5, $1,000. We'll
George,
take whatever you... George, oh... Well, you never know, George. Also, please don't forget Family Methodist Night, June 5th. I believe we've had blurbs about all this kind of stuff up on our screen today. And Family Night, United Methodist Night, Suns baseball game, June 5th, which is a Friday night, starts at 7:05. Our Bishop Carter will be there to throw out the first pitch, and Pastor Esther has promised to catch it. The old college try. Anyway, but finally, this has to be turned in. Larry has to turn this in by June 1st. So tickets are $9. If you would like to have all the hamburgers and hot dogs and drinks and all that and hobnob with the bishop and all the pastors, you can do that for $20. So please don't forget that. And last but not least, the 13th and the fundraiser that they are having to send Andy to camp. It's going to be a real blessing to the church. Andy's going to be a blessing to those he meets in camp. And the Button and Bows Fashion Show is going to help fund that with your help. And that is June 19th. We do have tickets on sale. Actually, they're for a donation from your heart. And Miss Nancy Walker, she will be in the kitchen after the service if you would like to make a donation and get your ticket. We're planning for a funny night, so, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Come out and share in the laughter and have a good time with us. Okay, do we have any more announcements? That is a lot. I'm winded. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Betty. Oh, okay. Okay, right now. Okay, if...
Reverend Ordona, would you come forward?
I've lost my paper. Is it okay? Very good.
Today is Pentecost Sunday, and one of the ways we're going to celebrate that is to celebrate our different languages among us. And Reverend Ordona is going to help us do this. If you would first turn to your worship elements in your bulletin. And what's going to happen is Reverend Ordona is going to speak in his language first. And then Robin is going to say the English. And you and I are going to read the bold part together. So for the reading, for the opening words, it'll be Reverend Ordona, Robin, and then all of us together. Is how we'll do that. Does everybody understand how we're going to do that? Okay.
Nang ang mundo ay nahati-hati tayo.
When the world divides us,
come, Holy Spirit, make us one.
Nang ang mundo ay tatawagin tayo na mga ulilang anak.
When the world calls us orphaned,
come, Holy Spirit, make us family.
Nang ang mundo ay ililigaw tayo sa maling pagdadaanan.
When the world leads us astray,
come, Holy Spirit, call us home.
Alina, Espiritu Santo, halika na sa amin.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come and fill this place.
Let us pray. May we feel your presence this day, Holy Spirit, like the people gathered on that day of Pentecost. May you rush into our hearts and inebriate our souls. May we be empowered by your Spirit to live a life more faithful to God. Amen.
Thank you.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnal, page 393. We'll sing Spirit of the Living God. Turn to page 886. We'll have our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of the world and of all people, and in Jesus Christ among us, who died and rose again, and in the Holy Spirit, present with us to guide, drink, and comfort.
We believe God the Holy.
We trust every sign of God's kingdom, in the upholding of human dignity and community, in every expression of love, justice, and reconciliation, in each act of self-giving on behalf of others, in the abundance of God's gifts entrusted to us that all may have enough. In all responsible use of the earth's resources.
Glory be to God on high, and peace.
We confess our sin, individual and collective, by silence or through the violation of human dignity, by age, sex, nation, or faith, through the exploitation of people because of greed or indifference, through the misuse of power in personal, communal, national, and international life, through superheroes, military, and economic force that threaten humanity, through the abuse of technology which endangers the earth and all life upon it.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We commit ourselves individually and as a community to the way of Christ, to take up the cross, to seek abundance for all humanity, to struggle for justice and freedom, to risk ourselves in faith, hope, and praying that God's name.
Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Glory to the Father.
Children that would like to come up? We've got plenty of candy here for everybody. Plenty to go around. I want to talk with you this morning about how sometimes it's hard to find the right words to say. When we're praying, we sometimes don't have words for what we feel inside to say to God. And sometimes we can't think of words. I'm going to give you help with that. If you can't think of words, what is it that we do all the time without thinking? What do we automatically do, each one of us? You heard the answer, right? Are you all children now?
Yeah.
They want candy.
Yeah.
I think you should make them all go up there and sit around.
Yeah. We breathe, right? We don't even think about breathing and we breathe. And there's something else that we do that might be able to help us. You may not be aware of it, but there's something else you do. The way you breathe sometimes, it's called a sigh. Have you ever heard of a sigh? What does a sigh sound like? Like that. That's a sigh. And it can mean all sorts of different things. What do you think it means? It's not a sigh. What does it mean? Okay. From the peanut gallery here. When they're exasperated, that's the way to sigh. Oh. Upset. Sigh in anger, right?
I don't want to.
How else can you sigh? What about happiness or contentment? Yes. calming down, to calm yourself down. You take a deep breath and calm yourself down. Yeah, all different ways we can sigh. And all the sighs mean something different. But guess what? God knows what it means. God knows what it means. When you have no other words or you can't find the right words to say, God knows what's in your heart. And God hears your prayer. God hears the prayer that is in your heart. And we carry that breath with us, which is the breath of the Holy Spirit that stays with us and empowers us and gives us the words that we need when we need them. Amen. And we thank the Holy Spirit for that.
Yes.
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for words. Thank you for prayers. Thank you for prayers without words. And with a big, happy sigh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We continue to celebrate the message of Pentecost by inviting Reverend Ordonez, if he would come and share with us his testimony, first in his language and then in English. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Put it right up to your mouth.
Good morning. Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Ako ay nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon sapagkat sa kanyang biyaya at pagliligtas sa mga kasalanan o mga gawin na hindi maganda sa Panginoon at sa mga kababayan, God has forgiven. Pinatawad ako ng Panginoon, and He has given me the privilege of being a child of God. And it's a joy to be a part of people that are called Methodist. Ako ay nagpapasalamat na kasama kami sa mga taong Methodista. Hindi lang dito sa Amerika, but even in Philippines. Not just here in America. I'm glad to see several Filipinos here. That I've become part of Methodist. Not, I'm trying to say that Methodist Church is the best church, but I'm trying to say that the church that the Lord has led us to be part of His kingdom and people is the Methodist Church. My family, and my children, my beautiful wife, we all are blessed by being one of the called Methodist. And you are also called Methodist after. So, salamat niyo noon, makasamahan natin ito na nakaintindi ng Pilipino. Mar, I, God's good. Because they are using also the policy was in my youth. I went to Bible college. Yeah, after that, I became a leader or minister of the Lord. I had to stop going to Bible college and bring up a missionary work in the Philippines. But it was Leon Andres. That's Aaron. They are my wife. She found too. And we can be there to be working in the Lord's church. And the Lord has brought us to be here with you in America. It's a joy. Salamat Panginoon. Ako nagagala sa pribilyo na ibinigay ng Panginoon sa aming kataan at sa aming buhay, pamilya. I'm glad that even our family are part of those that believe the Lord Jesus Christ and serving Him. And we have been in the ministry for over 50 years. 50 taon na nag-ministry kami sa Panginoon. Hindi lang sa mga ministry, but kahit sa mga Pentecostals or Mission God, the Church of Israel, the Alliance Church, and other churches, we are a part in the ministry of bringing people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege to be counted with you, and you counted also with us in the fellowship of church. God bless, and we can join. We are celebrating Pentecost Sunday because the day of Pentecost was the Holy Spirit ministered to the early apostles. And we never filled with the Holy Spirit, they flip fire, waiting the word. That's why we are saying things about this morning. I hope that some of you only want only people, but I know you are either Haitians or Bengals or Romans or most of all Hispanics. But the Lord has brought us together. So I belong in one man, and we can feel the presence and the working of the Holy Spirit, and then we rejoice and praise Him and share the glory. God bless, and thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I I invite the ushers to come forward for the presentation of our morning tithes and offerings.
I really want to thank Reverend Ordonez
for giving of himself and sharing his own testimony in his own words, and to be able to share that in his own language as well. Let us pray. God of many languages, we come before you to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, because we could be nothing without it. We are here as your church because you have sent us the Holy Spirit. We minister in your name because of the Holy Spirit. We seek reconciliation with our neighbors and friends because of the Holy Spirit. And we pray your blessing that you will continue to inspire us to be the people that you've called us to be in this time and in this place. We thank you for the gifts that we share and every giver. In the same, amen. But our nation is also celebrating the Lord's Day. And I want us in this time of prayer to spend a few moments to reflect upon the ultimate sacrifice that many of our young men and women made on our behalf and for our freedom. And we ask you to be in some moments of silence. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you turn in your worship elements to the prayer of confession and words of assurance? And let us make our confession to God. Let us pray. We confess we have fired our tongues to wound others. We divide ourselves and forget to live in the peace you promise us in Christ. Forgive us, we pray. Free us to praise you in our words and our deeds. Like the rush of a violent wind, the Holy Spirit filled the house, changing each language and making them one. With the same Holy Spirit, God will make us one. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise God, you are forgiven, and respond with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, praise God, you are forgiven. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn to number 368 in your hymnals, we'll sing My Hope Is Built.
Today's scripture is taken from the second chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their native tongue. In a native language of each, amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene, and sisters from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, and Arabs. In our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portions in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and smoky mist, the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Lord, God, for people of God.
The God of Pentecost doesn't have an official language or an official church or nation or people. And this is a shocking realization of the day of Pentecost, but one which is frequently overlooked for the more obvious visions of rushing wind and descending doves and tongues touched by fire. On Pentecost, God spoke outside the walls of official religiosity, outside the halls of political power, and outside the bounds of respectability. God spoke in the streets, the languages of a bunch of nobodies and a crowd of commoners. If you listen closely, God still speaks in the streets. I have one such story this morning to share with you, the story of Pentecost, God in the streets. Jim Wallace, the new speaker God, tells a story that occurred in Warren Sabo 2 years ago. The brother, the vice of the same place in the middle of the city, saw a girl shot by a sniper. Well, the brutal man involved the right of another man, who was now being the right of the church, and the lady to find Bible reading. And the lady said, "Pray much, the Lord." And God said, "Go on. This is a terrible task for me," said the man reporter. "But the father's time is dead." And the reporter said, "I thought she was your child." And said, "They are our children." I think that's one of the great questions for age. Aren't they all our children? Aren't all our roof and those side of the other one? Doesn't mean those here? No. Aren't they all our children? Those on our side borders, as well as those on the other side. Those of our nation, no more or less than those of another. Aren't they all our children? Don't they all belong to us? Those who work like us and differently. Those who are us and those who are not.
for our all children, the well-fed, the undereducated, well-fed, and the unfed, those who are secure, and those who are at risk. Aren't they all our children? The high value, we see black boys, the lost. Don't they belong to all of us? Aren't they all our responsibility, all of them, our if we have no peace, Mother Teresa once said, it will be long to deliver. Aren't they all? Pentecost wasn't just about the images of fiery tongues and rushing men. Pentecost was a rebellion against those that would seek to restrict God to a single, respectable, or official language of a single, righteous group of people or a single, systematic theology. And the Spirit hears nothing for that. It breaks all of the boundaries. Pentecost understood language and talk. Now Pentecost husbands and people in the streets understood.